systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Jam Hole. Today is Friday, March 19th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
My name is Matt.
My name is Danny.
I don't know who that is. This is episode 325. Thank you so much for being with us. The Friday night show, of course. You should be watching these at thejamhole.com/live or the Ustream app for your mobile device. Your mobile communication device. I love those things.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I would do. What the fuck was I doing when I was younger? Like, I had a pager, which was kind of cool. And then I got, like, the pager after that that you could send actual text to if you had a computer. But only, like, one of my friends had a computer, so it was always, like, him. And it was back when I was doing pills, so the only pages I ever got were, "Yo, let's go, there's shit," or "Bok, bok, bok, let's do this." So it was kind of cool, though, just having the little thing. It was free because we hooked up some web servers for the guy that ran the paging company here, so we had free pagers and all that. But fuck, dude, this Android shit is blowing my fucking mind. Like, I don't even know how I lived and survived without this stuff. You kids are lucky. All you youngins in the chat right now at thejamhole.com/live, where you should be watching these, or on the Ustream. No, wait, the Ustream app doesn't have a chat function. You guys are lucky. I envy you. I don't, not the envy like that shitty phone, but like the deadly
like envy,
sin.
Like okay.
the deadly sin. I envy you. Who makes that? Is that Motorola? The Motorola Envy?
I have
envy?
No idea.
It's a piece of shit phone, but
yeah,
besides
it's the
point.
Same one I kind of have right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that piece of shit phone that you shouldn't be touching right now because we're doing a show. Thank you. Slash feedback, type some shit, and I'll give it a quick read, of course, or give us a call, 406-204-4687, unless you're the real Red Fox, then just don't. Because I know you're out of shit to say.
I heard you
on the Big Mouse, their latest ep. You had nothing to say. You're like, "Hey." And they're like, "Hey.
Hey.
So what's going on?" Like, don't do that. That's not nice. So real quick, I listened to, we got a friend that came up for the jamhole.com/250, that live audience show we did up here. His name's Johnny. He does a podcast. It's called A Scathing Review. They recently interviewed Keith and the girl. Dude, maybe, and I don't know if you guys were doing this for jokes or what, but so it's Johnny and this other kid. And this other kid, like, one of the first questions he asks Keith and Kemda, and, like, if you guys listen to their show, you know that when people ask dumb shit, it's usually a good time to prepare yourself for, like, a backlash of dumb shit, you know?
Yeah.
His first question, or one of the first questions, "So, are you guys in a relationship, or did you just write the book?" What? Who is this guy? Where the fuck did you find him? First of all, where the fuck did you find someone that's doing a podcast that has never heard of these two people?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Where the fuck? And then he... Oh, I don't even know. You gotta listen to it. It's pretty amusing. I called in at the end after they were all done and towards the end of the actual episode. And I was, like, taking a dump. And I'm like, "Hold on a sec." And I hold the mic down.
You should hear this.
It's so... You could totally hear it. Me pooping. It was great.
You're disgusting.
But very amusing.
And what number was that on the...
It was a good solid... one or two? Which one's the good solid one? It was that one.
Yeah, one.
I have a headache, and I would really like to mention, oh my Christ, that just because it's burning season here, like, okay, you can burn, if you have slash fires, you can start and everything, you can burn all your excess grass and wood materials. When you burn stuff, don't burn tires. okay, or any type of plastics, because when you do that, it wafts right into my place, and it fucking stinks.
I just don't think they should be allowed to burn trash in an area where there's houses.
It's supposed to be for burning brush and stuff like that, fields, whatever. But these retards are like, oh, we might as well just burn all of our trash. It's like, no, dude. Do you see the black smoke? It's not supposed to be black. And it fucking stinks. And I have a fucking headache now from it. Thank you.
See, up at my parents' place, because it's out in the middle of nowhere, and during the wintertime, what they do with their trash, because they don't have, you know, city garbage pickup or anything out there, of course. So they have to drive their garbage out to a dump.
But they also don't have neighbors that are going to smell.
And so they burn their garbage in the wintertime because, you know, they're not afraid of anything catching on fire. In the summertime, it's a little easier to get to and from places, so they take their shit to the dump or whatever. You know, I mean,
it's just inconsiderate. And a while ago, I don't know if we ever mentioned it on the show, there's a where we live at here, there's like a garage shop kind of in front of our place, and some guys rent that. And a while ago, I came home from work, and it was just like thick, dense smoke from
surrounding
like
our
driveway.
Apartment.
And I like pull in, and they're all like standing around this huge ass fucking fire. And I'm like, this is totally wafting right into my house. And they had like a landscape business. So it's like grass and bushes, and it was thick and just, it stunk. And it was in the apartment. And I was like, can you guys not do that right in front of where we live?
And they haven't since.
Yeah, they
them.
Were really cool about it. Now it's the fucking, if you guys go to thejamhole.com/YouTube, and on our account, there's a video called, what was it called? The Fight. Cripple. It wasn't called Cripple Fight. What the fuck did we name it?
Wasn't it Cripple Fight?
Maybe it was Cripple Fight. It might have been Cripple Fight because the dude had
a cane.
And he was hitting the dude with the cane.
We did a little voiceover action.
Yeah, but that's where this fire is burning now. It's not even a fire anymore. It's just a little smoldering pile of disgusting chemicals. And oh, my head is killing me.
I'm sorry.
I usually don't get headaches like this, but I'm smoking outside and then all that smoke. And
I have
it's
some
like,
Excedrin.
I want the smoke
Tylenol.
With nicotine or THC and pot in it, not fucking every kind of grass known to man.
Zofu says that fight was depressing.
I know. It was
yes,
so,
it was.
It was so funny and depressing at the same
time. Oh, throw my coat. Oh, I'm going to go pick up my coat.
It's like, oh, God. That was so fun. I almost wish I could go back now and do it better, like the voiceover, because now I kind of know what I'm doing with that. And oh, man.
But anyway, I do have some shit for headaches. You know, I get headaches like a motherfucker if
you
want something.
I'm a man. I'll just deal with
it.
I like to think of it as my brain is growing.
Man.
Now you're a man. Man. Speaking of man, South Park started Wednesday.
No.
They kicked it off with some fucking fire. Let me tell
some
you
Tiger
something.
Tiger Woods fire.
Remember Tiger Woods?
Oh, my. I do now.
That was the funniest episode all season out of the first half, and now this was the first episode of the second half. Oh my God, dude. This video game is awesome.
I know, right?
It's so funny. Elan comes out with the fucking club.
He's like, where'd you get that prenup power up, dude? He's like, oh, you gotta hit X and whatever.
The
at the
prenup
same time.
Power up. Yeah. Oh my God, dude. I'm so impressed with those guys in that show. Like, they've turned it into just, they're so, like, on top of shit.
Yeah.
Like, as it, I mean, that happened a while ago. But I just heard on the latest Keith and the Girl that a bunch of the text messages surfaced again. Like, not like last time, here's some texts from him. Like, here's the porn star he was fucking, and here's all the nasty, dirty, disgusting text messages he sent her. Oh my God, dude. Tiger, with all the money you hopefully have saved up, you probably should just leave the country and never look back. You know, golf, you could bring golf to a place like Haiti, and they'll accept you because you're the same color they are. Just click and pop instead of talking, and you'll fit right in. No worries. Exactly. Thank you. Oh, fuck. So, yeah, if you guys were checking out thejamhole.com/Twitter, it's my Twitter account /Danny's hers. We're going on a little trip tomorrow.
Yay.
I've never had such a hard time getting a hotel room with a fucking hot tub in it. Like, that was my only criteria for this weekend is I need a hot tub, preferably in my hotel room.
Right.
So I call up the place where I always go. It's a place up in this town called Hot Springs. And it's so awesome. When you're looking online, anything that talks about the town of Hot Springs says it's like stepping into a time warp. No cell service. Everything moves just a little slower there.
Oh, God.
Everyone thinks the sulfur water, hot spring water, like
has like healing minerals,
magical healing powers. I'm like, I just want to go there because it's a cool room and there's a hot tub in it and it's somewhat cheap, you know?
Right.
So I call them up this morning. I make the reservation. They have it available. Everything's cool. I'm like, this is going to be so awesome. I tell Danny, like, surprise, we're going up here. It's going to be great. They call back 4 hours later. Right. I made the reservation probably around 10 because, yeah, it was in the morning. And then they called back probably around 3 or 4. Sorry, but they just turned on the hot tub to clean it and it's broken. I'm like, well, did you clean all of the condoms out of the filter? Because that could that could very well be what's wrong with it. And they're like, you know, it won't be fixed till next week because, you know, this is Hot Springs and everything moves slower here. So what would take, you know, a few hours to fix, perhaps?
Yeah.
Can you not text, please?
I'm not.
You're a liar.
I am. Go ahead.
What would take hours to fix now takes, you know, weeks. And, of course, they don't have the part there because nobody sells parts for anything there because there's nothing there. You know, like, what are you... I don't even get it, like, why you would live there, but it's a cool place to visit. So I'm looking online, and there's a ton of other hot springs in that area, and, you know, none of them have what I'm looking for. I called one place, and they don't even have rooms. It's like an outdoor fenced-in area with a box that you put money in, and then you walk in. It's so stupid.
What?
They built, like, a fence around this bubbling natural hot spring, and you just go up to it, I guess, and put fucking money in the box,
and it lets you in.
And well, it's on the honor system, because you know everything is like from 100 years ago, and back I guess 100 years ago you could trust people, maybe not so much now, but yeah.
What's okay?
Yeah, it's a dump. So I call up all these other places and nothing. I Twittered it. I'm like, maybe you guys know of, I mean, you don't know because you don't live here, but maybe you can Google something that I'm not thinking of Googling and find a place. And a couple people were like, here's a cool place. And I checked them out and we were going to stay at one. But then Dana's like, we're close to Idaho. Isn't there anything in Idaho?
I was like, it's not that far away.
Let's expand the search criteria. So yeah, we found a cool place in Sandpoint, Idaho. We're going to go check out. I think it's somebody's house, and then they built like add-ons to it with little rooms with hot tubs in them. And
that's,
I'm like,
nice.
All I want is the hot tub. I'm there. So yeah, we'll be leaving in the morning. We'll bring.
I hope it's not like some fucking like podunk place where they're gonna like.
I hope we don't end up like that movie. Not Hostel, but what was that other movie with the hotel rooms? Fuck, that is gonna bug the shit out of me.
I don't know.
It was, okay, let's play this game, guys. Not Norman Bates Hotel. It was a movie, and this couple went to a hotel, and there were hidden cameras in the hotels, and the people were like, get vacancy! Thank you! Hack the Planet. Killing it. Very good. But yeah, that, I hope that doesn't happen. So
yeah.
I'll be bringing my bud. I'll be bringing my bud. I'll also be bringing my bug tracker tester and my hack top in case there's any web keys that I need to crack.
Well, it's like, I don't know. It's like in the middle of nowhere and it's like somebody's house.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
I know. It's cool though.
I don't know if I want to go.
Oh, we'll bring some video equipment maybe.
I wanted to go to that fucking resort place we saw over in Spokane.
You wanted the $500 pedicure, manicure, facial, and I'm like,
and
honey,
massage.
I'll give you a free facial right here and you don't ever want it. So what the fuck? You want this one because it's German? Ooh, German.
I want a fucking avocado facial and shit.
German spunk is better than yours.
Not semen facial.
Oh, Amesby says, bring quarters in case they have a vibrating bed.
I know, right?
I can only hope and that it is in the shape of a heart and that there are no less than two dead hookers under the mattress.
Exactly. We should like bring the video camera.
Yeah, no, we'll bring the everyone. We're going to bring a couple laptops and we'll, you know, see if there's anything worth. You guys can see this little trip back in time. Actually, Sandpoint's not as back in time as fucking Hot Springs, Montana. Okay. If there were no hot springs there,
there'd be nothing going on
there.
There
would be nothing there. It's a town. It kind of reminds me of District 9. Like, there's all these little shanties and shacks and shit. And then
totally
there's like
segregated
the big
hoat.
Yeah, it's so funny. And then people there, they're like, oh, do you see these rocks? These rocks are infused with magic.
Okay.
I should go there and sell them some magic. Be like, I've seen those rocks, but have you seen this? And then sell it to him for like a ridiculous amount of money.
Oh, God.
I should bring that magnet, that thing that magnetizes the water that people spend like $900
on. Oh, yeah.
You're like, you just sit this thing above the water for half an hour and your water is aligned now. And when it's aligned, your body can handle it better.
What?
Okay.
Our bodies were designed to handle water as
if
it is.
If you say so, buddy. So retarded. So yeah, that'll be a good time. It's been a while since we've gotten, you know, out of here. A little
like, wait, we've never gotten out
of here.
We've
gotten out of here. We've been to New York. We've gotten, I'm saying like lately we've haven't
saying,
really
like,
gone
with
anywhere.
Us. Just me and
oh,
you.
Oh, just me and you, yeah.
Right.
We haven't really done that.
No.
We go to the bedroom every night. I even carry you in there across
no,
the
you
threshold
don't.
Like a man.
You're a little weakling.
No, actually, I hop on your back and you carry me in.
Exactly.
But yeah, it should be a good time. And then if you guys, anyone's in Vegas or near Vegas or wants to go to Vegas, DEF CON this year will be there. So bring your hack tops and hope that there's nothing on them.
So, when is that going to be?
I don't even remember. I'm thinking the end of July, perhaps. But, yeah. Google DEF CON 2010, and you'll figure it out. But, yeah. We are, as far as I know, for sure going. It's going to be awesome. A big old hacker con. Should show you how to crack some stuff. Hacking Woo! And cracking. It'll be a good time. So, yeah. Check out that. We'll be heading
down there.
You're going
to go there and think you're awesome and all these
oh,
other
no,
hacker
no, no.
guys
I have,
like, pwned.
Oh, no. I have no
pwned
qualms.
The noob.
I know what I know and what I am capable of. And, yeah, what I know doesn't touch these. What I know, what I know dazzles people here when I can show them stuff.
You go
but
to
DEF
CON and try and spit your game, you're going to get punched
oh,
in the
no,
nuts.
It's common knowledge. What I know is common knowledge at DEF CON.
Right.
But not so much here. So when I come back here, people are going to think I'm just a wizard. They're going to be like, wow, look at his fingertips. They spark when he types.
Are you going to be an alien wizard?
Lactos Dominos.
I mean, an alien wizard?
Yes, a plus okay. five alien
plus
wizard.
Plus five alien wizard.
Don't ever forget the plus five. That is important.
Okay.
Say the whole thing, bitch. A pimp named Slickback.
It's like a tribe named Quest.
Say the whole thing. I just watched that the other day.
Did
I
you?
Love it. It's so
I love
funny.
The Boondocks, man.
Charlie Clown says he's going to Wizards Training School. That's right. I'm going to Hogwarts. Hopefully I won't get any warts on my hog while I'm there, if you know what I mean.
Like, there's never been a joke.
No, that,
like that.
Wait, has there? What stays in Vegas happens and it all stays there, right? So the warts will
Shut
hopefully
up.
Stay there.
Anyway.
That'll be fun.
Go on, please.
So check this out. Today I'm going to this stop in town and I pull in and just let me preface this little anecdote by saying these are heads of a church
Kay.
In town. Maybe not like a proper normal denomination, but like a special offshoot of sorts.
Okay.
It is a church for cowboys, if you will.
Oh.
You could almost call it a cowboy church. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm pulling into the driveway and I see this guy hop up from behind their fence with a rifle pointed. And I'm like, what? And I stop and he's like doing this, like waving me, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. And all of a sudden he pulls the trigger, and I see it's just a BB gun. I see like the little puff of air come out.
Oh, I was like, oh my God.
And I'm like, what the fuck did he just shoot at? And I get out of the truck and stuff, and he's like, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. Damn neighbor's cat. Of like,
whoa,
did you just shoot a cat with a BB gun in the name of Lord
Please
God
don't shoot
Jesus?
The neighbor's cat. That's
I was
not
like,
cool.
Dude, that is so not cool. All I said to him though, like, I looked at him like, neighbor's cat getting all up in your business, huh? He's like, yeah, I always gotta shoot that thing. I like shooting cats.
Oh my God.
What? Did you just, what church do you go to? Oh, the Church of We Kill and Skin Cats.
What?
Stop it!
I'm sorry! Don't yell at me right in the middle of it. I'm listening to you
Pay
and everything.
Fuck
I'm fucking talking to you. The what? Guy shot his fucking neighbor's cat, and you're talking about it. I got it, dude. Don't fucking do that in the middle of a show and slam shit on the fucking table.
Why are you texting during a show?
Why are you fucking slamming shit on the table during a show?
Because you're texting.
Fuckface.
Because you're texting,
fuck
cunt.
Fuck you. Don't ever do that again.
Don't ever text
you
again.
You bitch at me if I do anything like this.
Well, you can't do that either, child.
Don't slam on the table, child.
Oh, Red Fox says, I thought he was yelling at the cat. No.
Fuck you.
If the cat was texting, I would be. Every time I look at you, you're like looking down texting.
What's your problem?
Stop
texting.
Do I
have to be looking at you? Don't be a dick.
Don't text during the show.
Don't
Is
be
that
a dick.
So hard to do?
Not when like 20 people are texting me.
So set your phone over here. Why is that so? Thank you.
Fucking go on.
You know the 40 days for life people?
Fuck them.
Thank you. Fuck them.
You're welcome.
I fully agree.
Dick.
I fully agree. You are a hateful woman.
You're an asshole.
For a girl that's going on a trip tomorrow, you're not being very nice.
I don't give a fuck, dude. I told you if you wanted to go to your little concert more than you wanted to do that, you could fucking do that.
I didn't want to, though, because it's a fucking 8-hour drive. I don't want to do that.
Well,
I mean, I do, but I don't want to drive that far. Like, if I could get a plane ticket, I would probably just do that. But so we have these people, 40 days for life, and they always protest the abortion places, right? So then the other day, Danny sends me a link to an article about fish. And you know what these fish are doing?
What?
These fish are having abortions.
No shit.
And I think that we should send this story of fish that are choosing to have abortions to the 40 Days for Life people. You should protest these fish, right?
Right.
Because protesting, you've done this for, what'd we say now, 120 days? They've done this 3 times, right?
Yeah.
And it's not making a difference. Maybe you have better luck with the fish. So apparently there's a species of male Gulf pipefish. Fishes. They are one of the only species whose males can become pregnant, and they can selectively abort embryos from less attractive females. Interesting. If I am a dude fish that can get pregnant, and I get knocked up by this female, and then I see a more sexy female, I'm like, fuck this, abortion. And then I go and get knocked up by her. It was fucking brilliant. People should adopt this, I think. Not the whole men getting pregnant, but, you know, this thing. This thing.
Okay.
You get so cruel sometimes.
Well, you put me in a bad mood when you, like, slam shit around. Don't do that. That's fucking no.
I'm
dude.
Sorry, honey.
Yeah, you should
I'm
be sorry.
I'm sorry you weren't paying attention and you
I
were
was
texting
paying attention.
During
I just
the
wasn't
show.
Looking at you. What the fuck is your deal?
I need everyone to look at me.
I'm not. Fuck you. I'll look at the cat the entire show.
Me too.
What are you going to fucking do about it?
Look, now the cat's texting. See what you did?
Fuck you, dude.
Red Fox says, give me a kiss and a hug. Like me.
No.
So if anyone wants to go to this resort tomorrow, I'm just kidding. So to create baby pipe fishes, which are similar to seahorses, Females deposit eggs into sacks, haha, called brood pouches. Oh, like the brood witch. I get it. On the males. The males then fertilize the eggs with their little male peckers between 5 and 40 per brood and incubate them for about 14 days until they hatch, feeding them oxygen and nutrition through the pouch. It turns out that the male fishes can choose to invest certain resources in incubating their young that gives some broods a better chance of survival than others. We have fish that are having abortions, and that is awesome.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Moving on. Did you have a story you wanted to tell?
No, actually, no, I did not.
Why?
Because I didn't get the email I was expecting, so...
Oh, you have to get the A-OK?
Yeah.
All right.
So, I did not. So I do not have anything to talk about besides how much I hate my boyfriend.
Who is that asshole?
He's some douchebag.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet if you would do the one thing he asks you to do during a show and just pay attention and not text or use your phone, I bet he probably wouldn't be.
Oh, really? Because he wouldn't be mad about anything else that we do from day-to-day life.
No, probably not.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so if you're having babies, which...
Kill yourself.
For the next... Okay. Kill yourself. For the next 10 years, maybe stop having babies.
Correct.
I have found here 10 unusual things that your baby may or may not come out looking like. And this is something visual. I mean, I will explain some of these, but check out thegemhole.com when I do the show notes. You gotta see what these babies look like, because it is fucking gross. So number one is the two-faced baby. And we did this story when this baby was born in India, and everyone thought it was a god or a gift of God because it had two faces. It has, if you look at it right on, it looks like a little belly button here, and then two eyes, two more eyes, one mouth, one nose. What? It's so weird looking, dude. It's so fucking weird looking. So if you get pregnant with a gift of God or from God, you could have one of these. She was born with basically just, yeah, two of everything on the face. Her proud parents think she is simply a god reincarnated. And yeah, this was from like episode 10, 11. It was in the early double digits because there's a picture of this baby in the show notes.
Okay.
Just creepy as all fuck. It's something called diprosperous craniofacial duplication. It's a rare congenital disorder where all or part of the face is duplicated on the head as compared to polycephaly, in which a baby might be born with two complete heads. So this is one head, two faces, as opposed to polycephaly, which
now,
is two full heads.
Like, I've seen a guy with this before. Have you seen the one dude who's got a smaller face over here?
Yeah, yeah.
And when he blinks, it blinks.
That's creepy as fuck, but yeah. Awesome at parties.
Have you also seen
that's like
the conjoined chick, the girls with one body, two heads. Like, totally two different girls, but they're on the same body. Have
really?
You seen that?
Like, two full brains
yeah.
and everything? I think that might be on here, actually.
Yeah, they're actually, like, real. Like, they're, I think they're, like,
well, all,
19
yeah.
now or something.
All these are real. And the weird thing, like, I just kind of skimmed through this looking at the pictures. All of these weird, fucked-up looking babies were born in the Middle East. Like, what's up with that, guys? Are you guys not having sex properly? Because your babies are fucked up. Like, we're fucked up. Your babies are fucked up, dude. So number two is the one-eyed baby, or Cyclopia, and this thing just looks dead and disgusting, and it has a little hole here where there might be an eye.
Okay.
No nose, a part of an upper lip, and then, you know, the rest of the head. It was born in Nigeria, suffers from Cyclopia, or a cyclocephaly, or I'm not even going to try that one, a rare birth defect characterized by failure of embryonic forebrain to divide into two orbital cavities for the eyeballs, resulting in one eye. Cyclops.
Whoa.
You just gave birth to an X-Man. Yeah. Typically, the face lacks... That's fucking creepy. It's like looking at me. Look at that. It doesn't even look real. Does that look real? No. That does not look real. There is no nose, thank you. Typically, the face lacks a functional nose, the cause being related to certain toxins and high doses of anti-cancer therapy. So if you're pregnant and you have cancer, maybe abort.
Maybe.
Maybe. Unless you live in Utah, then maybe just deal with it, I guess. All right, number three, the two-headed baby. This might be the one you were talking about.
No, it's not.
No?
It's got the torso on it, doesn't it?
Just the neck and like a shoulder.
Yeah,
like,
see, that's
one...
not the one. This one is actually, that actually was taken care of, and they were separated on this one, and the one that's incomplete died, obviously.
Okay. That'd be weird to have like the dead head slash shoulder of your sister just like hanging out there. The nurse holds the Egyptian baby named Manar Magid in a hospital in the city of Banha, north of Cairo. Majdid was in a serious but improving condition after the procedure to treat her for craniopagus parasiticus, a problem related to that of also known as conjoined fetus lady. That's weird. Conjoined fetus twin. That South Park where the nurse had the dead little conjoined fetus baby hanging out of her face.
Oh, yeah.
And
disgusting.
It all, like, flopped and shit. And then they had a parade for her, and she's like, no, it's not what I wanted. Oh, so funny.
God. It's like Pastulio.
I would name him Pastulio.
let you hold his little hand.
That creeps so creepy. Me out every time. There have only been 10 documented cases of this phenomenon, though to date there have been at least 80 separate cases written about in various records. Only 3 ever have been documented by modern medicine. 2 have survived birth. 3 miserable children. If you gave birth to something like that, the doctor would hand it to me, and I would, like,
drop it
in the trash can.
He's like, yeah, can we just try this again?
We'll be back in about 12 months.
Right.
Actually, I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in, like, a year or so.
Yeah.
A year and a half. That just... And what I don't get is that these countries are so far underdeveloped... Much like the children they're giving birth to. That's
if it's
a
like
little
the water
jokey
they're
joke.
Drinking or some shit.
It's fucked up, but like they all think that it is like a miracle. Like,
no,
it's not. I'll give you that. Like, it's a miracle that thing is alive, kind of, and hasn't eaten your face because it looks like a devil baby. But they're like, this is God. If that's God, I am glad I was not made in his image.
Amesby says, I'd walk out of the hospital really quick and pretend like I never gave birth and just leave it there. Yeah.
Yeah. This is your problem now. Number 4 is the tiger-stripped baby, Harlequin type ichthyosis. This
what?
Thing looks like a devil baby. Like, this is...
I need to look.
Everything's red and lines all over it, like veins. That's a devil. That's the devil. That is the Antichrist.
Seen that if you Google, like, lizard baby and shit on... Or YouTube lizard baby or whatever, it shows pictures of those types of babies.
That...
All fucking weird looking
tiger
and shit.
Stripped? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking
weird. It looks
weird.
Like a little mutant. You see its eyes and
it
its mouth?
It does. Everything's
like, it's
all red and... Like glowing red,
and
it's like fire in the sky,
well,
glowing.
In the lizard baby, whatever video lizard thing, the video it's like greenish looking. It looks just like that, but
Ainsby says you randomly YouTubed lizard baby.
No, I YouTube what do you call it, like mutant shit like that. I YouTube that shit. I like looking at fucking disfigured people.
Huh.
What?
Interesting.
It's cool, dude. I like that stuff. I'm a big fan of, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not and, like, medical mystery shit and stuff like that. I love that stuff. So, yeah, if I get the chance to see a mutated baby, why the fuck not?
That is just creepy.
I'm curious.
Looking. This one was born in Gilgit, Pakistan. This March 2010, the baby has skin disorder whose first case was registered back in the 1700s. The baby was kept in ICU after his birth because of his weak and dreadful condition, and the parents of the baby had been declared healthy. Huh. Soon after the birth of the alien baby, the huge, massive people gathered at the hospital to see the strange child and which astonished the people. What? English, maybe not your first language.
Probably
whoever wrote
not.
This. Okay.
Look at where I was born. Come on.
Yeah, they're all like Middle Eastern right. and shit. Baby had red stripes all over his body, exactly like a tiger, and has blood red eyes similar to aliens from a sci-fi alien based movie. Like, that's such a weird way to word that.
I know.
Similar to aliens from a sci-fi alien-based movie. Okay.
No, like the aliens I just met yesterday.
Right, no, like the aliens from Mars Attacks. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Okay,
yeah.
According to the doctor, there were only 10% chances the baby would survive, as the skin disease he is diagnosed with, harlequin type ichthyosis, makes him more sensitive towards bacteria to enter his body. If you told me that my child only had a 10% chance of surviving and it looked like that, I would be like, thank you, doctor. Thank you so much. No, you know what? Excuse my face. Take it. It's yours.
See, dude, I love this medical mystery shit. Like, there was one I saw on Discovery Channel or whatever. There was a boy who was born with his heart on the outside of his rib cage.
Well, actually, that was the next one, number 5.
Are you serious?
Outside heart baby, ectopia cordis.
Yeah, that's so fucking cool.
This baby,
not cool for him, but cool for me.
Reported in 09, right. Hey.
Hey.
You break my heart. No, dude, really, get off me. Like, you're breaking my heart. Get off of me.
He has to wear this crazy hard chest plate thing now.
That's
he's like our
up.
Age now.
Why even put them through
I
that?
I need to see it again.
You know? The baby reported in 09 has a heart located outside his body. He has the birth defect ectopia cordis.
Wait.
In which the heart is abnormally located. In the most common form, the heart protrudes outside the chest through a split sternum. Less often, the heart may be situated in the abdominal cavity or neck.
This was in 09?
Yes.
Because there's a full-grown adult with this.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and like it's right like that baby is showing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
in the middle of his chest, and it's through a split sternum. But
Charlie
they can't
Clown
put
says,
it back in.
I seen that. He plays basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so crazy. He has to wear this hard chest plate thing all the time.
Yeah, it says the babies with this condition have usually a good chance of survival, since heart can be repositioned to the appropriate location when surgery conditions are suitable. Now, of course, if you're born in one of these third world countries, maybe not so much.
Yeah, this dude, though, he's you know, an American and everything, and he's never gotten it put back. And
right.
I wonder, dude, like, he probably has to wear that thing to sleep and stuff in case he rolls over on his stomach.
I know. I mean, like, you would have to be so...
Oh, God, I can't breathe. Oh, I just need to move.
And just the expense of all that, like, just from a economic standpoint,
yeah.
like, it doesn't make sense to let that live, you know? You would try again because it's going to cost, like, when you have kids, they cost a lot of fucking money. If you have one of these kids... Unless, like you said, Ripley's Believe It or Not is cutting you checks every month.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to spend a lot of money, dude. All right, we're just going to blow through the rest of these. I'll put a link to it on the show notes and you can read them. Number 6 is the frog-like baby, anencephaly. There's a weird picture of, like, these guys carrying it around in a bathtub. You see his little pecker and his weird frog eyes. He was born in 06 in Chekarat, the headquarters of the Dolaka district, attracting a huge number of onlookers to witness the astonishing sight.
Oh, shit.
The necklace, not like the jam hole necklace here, but like having no neck, like neckless.
Right.
Baby with its head almost totally sunk into the upper part of the body and with extraordinarily large eyeballs literally popping out of the eye sockets was born to near in Kalha.
That's disgusting.
I know. It just sounds disgusting. The words taste disgusting when I say them.
I'm sorry.
Not a fan.
Don't chew on it.
Most anencephalic babies do not survive birth, accounting for 55% of non-aborted cases. If the infant is not stillborn, then he or she will usually die within a few hours or days after birth from cardiorespiratory arrest. Number 7, baby with a double penis, diphthalia. Was that the one, the dick was on his back? I wonder if that was, no, this is an older one. But yeah, we did a story about that too a long time ago, where the baby was born, it had a dick, and it had a little dick on its back.
Really?
It was so funny.
Huh.
Number 8 is the baby with multiple limbs, looks like a little octopus baby, that's kind of gross and creepy. Dark-skinned, of course. Probably born in Iraq or something. Polymelia. And, you know, I'm really only going through these for Tronstar. So if she's not listening, you all can probably just fast forward this. You may have one of these 10 fucked up babies.
I'm sure she's not going to have a fucked up baby.
No,
one,
baby
she doesn't live
going,
in a third world country.
Her baby is going to be beautiful and it will save mankind. And
right.
probably some women.
Because, right.
you know, we have to have sex with something. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Number 9 is the world's smallest baby, 21 weeks and 6 days. Those are disgusting little feet.
Yeah, Amesby has a point. She says, if these people had ultrasounds, they could have prevented these things from being born.
If these people had the technology for ultrasounds, they probably wouldn't be giving birth to these weird fucked
right.
up creatures in the first place because they would have better standards of healthcare and living.
Right.
So, yeah, this thing, it was born 21 weeks and 6 days. No baby born at less than 23 weeks gestation has ever survived. It's 10 ounces, named Amelia, was able to pull through and even was trying to breathe and cry on her own at birth. And then someone dropped it, and that was the end of that.
No, so, that wasn't.
No, that wasn't at all. Hospitals had initially hoped to release her yesterday, but decided to keep the now healthy baby a few extra days for observation. Even though she's only 4 pounds now, the mother
wow.
is totally stoked. And then going to the opposite side, number 10 is, of course, the world's largest baby.
Blech.
Wrecking twats from here to fucking Cancun, you know? The baby
Dude,
born
can you
in-
imagine, though, a 10-ounce baby?
No.
Like, seriously, 8 ounces is the size of a normal, like, dinner meal portion size. Like,
right.
Like, you know,
so
any kind of pasta you go to,
well,
like anywhere to order pasta, they put 8 ounces of pasta in your fucking
I'm thinking
tank.
Like the steaks. When you order, it's like a 10-ounce something, like
yeah.
sirloin or something. Like, that's as big as that baby.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. Like, you put it in your hand. Like,
yeah, it's feet.
Like a baby
all it
cat.
Is, it's a picture of like, I guess the mother or the nurse, the hands. And then, like, in between the fingers here is a foot. And in between the fingers here is another foot. And they're all, like, kind of see-through and red and
ugh.
Disgusting. And
yeah, Amesby says Tron's baby is totally 10 ounces right now, and she is, like, 20 weeks
so
long.
So if you can induce labor right now, you could have the world record. That could be hers.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Could be.
So, yeah, the world's largest baby, wrecking vaginas all over the place in Iran here, was born 6 months ago, weighs right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
44 pounds.
At 6 months?
At 6 months. The parents say the baby was born a normal weight, close to 8 pounds, but he keeps eating every hour. Wait,
so
you mean
don't feed
you,
it.
You mean you keep feeding him every hour, you disgusting fat fuck. The Iranian doctors don't know what this eating disorder is or where it came from. Let's see. I got a guess.
It's just like any
it's
infant.
It's parents.
It's just like any infant. It will eat itself sick, okay?
It's like a dog.
Yes.
At first. You can't just keep loading the bowl up,
no.
you know? Fucking
they
people.
They will eat themselves sick until they vomit.
See, if these parents were male fish, you could have chose abortion and went with a better looking one. That's
right.
all.
Right.
That's all. All right, got an interesting little bit of news here from North Korea.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I was kind of almost thinking that if we did this in the U.S., we'd be doing A-OK, all right?
Okay.
So, North Korea has executed a senior official blamed for currency reforms that damaged the already ailing economy and potentially affected the succession in South Korea. News is reporting that Pak Nam-gi, I believe it's pronounced Pak Nam-gi, was killed by firing squad last week.
Awesome.
The Workers' Party chief for planning and the economy had not been seen in public since January. Okay, now do you see what I'm saying? If we executed the leaders that were responsible for the currency reforms that are fucking up our already ailing economy, everyone would be like, whoa, I'm going to actually do good instead of steal and embezzle and be all fucking corrupt and power crazy. Because if I get caught, I'm going to be shot by a firing squad.
Right.
I think they're right on with this. Totally. The 77-year-old was put to death as a son of a bourgeois conspiring to infiltrate the ranks of revolutionaries to destroy the national economy. Obama? Oh, wait, what? That's not what Obama's doing. Wait, is that what Obama's doing? Is he conspiring to infiltrate the ranks of revolutionaries to destroy the national economy? Obama!
Okay. You just woke up the cat.
That's fine. You don't hear very many people in the streets shouting at the rooftops about how Obama is still awesome. What happened? Did he not...
He got elected. That's
did he
happened.
Not change everything that he promised?
No, he's kind of just kept things did the any, same.
Did anyone expect him to?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's black.
He's our 40-what president?
Something.
And we still haven't learned that they all just say shit to get elected? Like, I knew that. That's why I didn't vote. You know, like...
I never vote because my vote won't matter anyway, well, so I'm good.
It could matter, but what I'm saying is it... Give me somebody worth voting for, and I'll take the time to go and vote.
Right.
Until I see that, though, who gives a shit, you know? Do you want this guy whose pockets are padded by these corporations, or this guy whose pockets are padded by, oh, look at this, the same corporations. Weird. But, like I'm saying, though, North Korea, that's how you do it. You fucking up our economy? Dead! Firing squad.
Boom! Headshot.
I know. That'd be so awesome. So, yeah, I just thought that was pretty awesome and kind of a weird thing there that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, we're, like, giving the people that are doing that to us, raises and secretaries to fuck and beach houses and all this shit, you know? All right. Well, let's move on here to Franklin, Indiana. A judge refused to allow a suburban Indianapolis man to plead guilty to more charges that he failed to warn sexual partners that he has
AIDS.
HIV. AIDS. He's got AIDS.
What's it matter anyway, dude? What the fuck are you going to do to him? Sentence him to death? He's already dying.
Well, that's not the point. The point is that he's going around fucking women and spreading the AIDS around, which is cool.
Right.
I mean, overpopulation is overpopulation. We need to get it down by any means
necessary. But how are you
going to
punish this guy? You can't. He's already dead.
You can't really punish him. Or actually, maybe you can. Do you remember what they did to Napoleon? A little thing I like to call exile. Send his ass to Haiti. There's already everyone in Haiti has AIDS, so you're not gonna... What are you gonna do? Fuck him and take away the AIDS?
All right.
AIDS plus AIDS equals I don't have AIDS anymore.
That might be good, though, because then he'll live in a economy where people... Or in, like, a society where people are going to live just as long as he will... progress and get just as
That's
bad
true.
As he will.
Berger has a good point. He says just take away his meds.
That's
and
mean.
Then let him die slowly. We want you to feel the full brunt of what the HIV was designed to do. None of this shitty AIDS medicine to help ease the blow. You get it full on HIV. Here's a cold and probably some flu and some pneumonia. Good day, sir.
That's
then
not nice.
Send him to Haiti. Yeah. So his name is Tony Perkins. He's 47 of Greenwood, Indiana. He's talking to his attorney. The Johnson County prosecutor, Brad Cooper, asked the judge to do so, saying he didn't want to risk the case being overturned on appeal because, you know, people feel bad for people with AIDS. Careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Yeah.
Perkins pleaded guilty last month to two felony HIV disclosure charges. Prosecutors this week filed 15 additional charges against him. I can't even help that. It's from listening to Distorted View for so long. Whenever I hear something like that sound clip pops in my head. Like, oh, hey, queer. At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy. All those sound clips he plays, like, that's all I can think about. It's fucked up.
Oh, God.
Perkins is jailed without bond. He told the judge Thursday he did not dispute that he exposed women to HIV and that, quote, I really don't care what happens to me anymore. I'm telling you, dude, when you hold in your hand one-way trip ticket to Haiti, I think you'll start caring again. I think you'll change your tune. Would you ever go to Haiti?
No.
Nah. No way.
I'll pass.
Not unless we were the only people there. Then I'd maybe
rebuild. All the inhabitants of Haiti.
I'd be like, hey, this place isn't so bad without all the Haitians.
Right.
That's a horrible thing to say, but that is for real. Really look what you did. You had a whole awesome island and you turned it into a dump. Cool, guys. Cool. Fuck. Cooper said tests have found none of the women with HIV. If any do, current Class D felony charges could be upgraded to a Class C felony, which carries a sentence of up to 8 years in prison on each count. Would you put a man with AIDS in prison? Like, you don't want that to the other inmates,
maybe
right?
Maybe in, like, a complete lockdown to where, like, there's solitary guards outside of his door. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Or maybe, like, just make an AIDS prison.
I just thought about that. Like,
or, like,
do you
lock
put
off a wing that only they have AIDS?
I wonder what they do for that. Now I'm curious. Like, do you put people with AIDS in jail? Because there's ass raping going on, you know? Like, Maybe you tattoo him on their back so that when the guy's getting behind him and ready to fuck him, it's like
AIDS with an arrow.
Turn around,
down.
I have AIDS. Yeah, AIDS here. Insert for AIDS free.
That's horrible, dude.
No, I'm not AIDS free. I have AIDS for free. Oh,
right.
It must have been a typo. Damn tattoo artists in prison. You know how they are. Police said Perkins intentionally tried to spread HIV by having unprotected sex with dozens of women. Holy shit.
What?
I've had unprotected sex with dozens of women. Am I in trouble?
You got tested, dude, so you're cool.
Oh, only if you have the... Oh, okay. I thought, like, if you were just having unprotected sex. Like, have you ever had protected sex? It fucking
sucks
dude. Fuck that. I will deal with the AIDS if that's what happens.
No, don't do that.
For her, I would rather just fuck that way than have protected sex.
I'm sorry,
but fuck that.
I don't want AIDS.
Yeah, here, let me just wrap up a whole bunch of fucking rubber bands in the shape of a condom, and then we'll do it. That's so uncomfortable. My dick needs room to breathe.
But you would rather have AIDS than fuck with a
condom?
Well,
I would rather take the chance of maybe I'll get AIDS than ruining any sex encounter I've ever had.
Okay.
Like, I've used them a couple times, but no good. Not into it.
I've used them, and plus, it feels like there's a plastic bag over a dude's
like
dick.
A dildo?
I don't know.
If I wanted to fuck a dildo, I would go fuck a dildo, you know?
No, it feels like the stuff, you know, I don't know. It feels like a fucking plastic bag wrapped around a dude's dick. It's, like, loose and, like...
Like, it moves around and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, I don't like it.
That's because they were trying to fake you out with the Magnum condom when it was not a Magnum dick.
No, and that, and also, dude, every time I ended up using a condom after, you know, like, later in my years, not, like, you know, younger and stuff, but, like, later, dude, they fucking always break.
Really?
Yeah, every time.
It's because you're fucking too hard.
No, what the fuck? Why can't I fuck hard? It's like,
I know.
No, dude, like,
right,
every time they broke.
Let me give a little tip to our younger listeners out there. If you want to get away with having sex and not having to wear a condom, you know what you say?
What?
I'm allergic to latex.
Oh, and it's okay, honey. I got the lamb sheepskin kind.
I bet. Oh, that could backfire. My bad, guys. Okay.
Yeah, don't do that.
Say.
Oh, you're allergic to lubrication, too. Guess what? I have water-based lubricant.
Guess
you're
what?
Okay.
That's what you get. Oh, fuck.
You get the sheepskin fucking
something
condoms
like
and
that.
Shit.
I don't know. I'll have to think of something else. You got to be allergic
like
to
sandpaper.
What?
The sheepskin condom things?
I've never seen or heard
latex.
Of that.
They're
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
I thought you were totally just making that up.
No, dude. It's.
Really?
I'm not joking.
It's made out of sheepskin.
Well, I think so, but it's that's usually what.
I've never heard of that.
Dude, I had them and it said made from sheepskin, whatever. And, like.
Huh.
Yeah, it's for hypoallergenic.
Wait, when you say sheepskin, do you mean the asshole of a sheep? Like, they just pull out the pink sock and they're like, put it in a bag and off it goes?
Oh my god.
That's disgusting.
Matt.
Do you know how much the guys get paid who make those things? Because they have to fuck the sheep and then pull out real quick while another guy is holding the sheep's mouth shut so it creates suction and it pulls the asshole inside out, snip it off, roll it back up, and then... they sell it to you.
I don't even understand what you just said, but okay.
Anyone know what I just... Oh, it was fun. It was better in my head. So, yeah, this guy's probably going to jail. He said he may have had sex with more than 100 women in more than 5 years since his diagnosis. And I see awesome. A picture of this dude. You were lucky if you fucked 10 women, broha.
Is he Audrey?
Well, maybe it's the AIDS. I don't know. He's not wearing his AIDS very well. That's so horrible.
Yeah.
Women came forward after the initial story broke in February, detailed their encounters with him. Most of them had met at various bars in Johnson. Oh, fuck. Every time I hear the word Johnson, I think of those stupid shirts from back in the day. Big Johnson Sports. You remember those?
No.
If it ain't... what the fuck did it say? It was around the same time the No Fear shirts came out, and...
I remember those.
The bear piss, or the bear... Bear naked. Skiing and bear naked. It was like this naked bear with like a bunch of hot chicks.
Yeah, I'm from the South.
Oh. We didn't That's get the stuff that. We had up here.
I got the No Fear thing.
Okay.
Not no fucking
Did
naked
you ever
bear.
Get Hypercolor?
What?
That might have been before your time. Back in the day, when I was a kid, we used to have these shirts that when they were warm, they would change one color, and when they were cold, they'd change another color, and they were Hypercolor is what they were called. And you could go around and go like this, and it would change color. And it was all cool and everything until you realized that where your pits were one color, and everything else was the other, and it looked just horrible.
That sucks.
But it was a cool idea, like... They change color. I don't know. That's stupid. I don't know how people made money back when I was younger. Because all of your ideas were completely
Sucks.
Retarded. Fuck.
The pet rock.
I know. The Montana turd bird. We talked about this. That was a $1 million idea. You know what this guy did? He took horse shit, glued eyes to it, and toothpicks, and sold them for $5. He made $1 million. Look it up. Google it. Montana turd bird.
Oh my god.
Unfucking believable. And yeah, I'm just mad and jealous. You can fucking say that. I'm pissed that I didn't think of selling shit to people. What the fuck? I'm sorry. I had more faith in humanity that, they'll never buy a piece of poop. Yeah, they will. You just have to package it right. Ugh. Disgusting people. Anyways, moving on here. There was a woman in Afghanistan, while we're talking about burnt out, disgusting countries.
All right.
Her. Let me tell you something.
You like choked on that one for a second.
Let me tell you something. People have noses for a reason. And I understand if the nose is too big, like mine is very much teetering on the cusp of being too big. Like mine, any bigger and it would be too big. If you don't have any nose, you look more fucked up than having a big nose. People need noses, okay?
Is there a picture?
Yes.
Okay.
I will post this on thejamhole.com, of course, when I do the show notes after we get back on our trip or whatever. But look at that. People look like pigs when you make them cut off their noses, okay? So this 19-year-old, she
looks
says...
like she would have been pretty, too.
She was pretty. She says, quote, "When they cut off my nose and ears, I passed out." 19-year-old Bibi Aisha of Afghanistan says,
"Oh God,
her beauty is still stunning if you can get past her pig face, and her confidence inspiring. It takes a moment for the barbaric act committed against her to register in your mind and sight." Wearing the patterned scarf and with roughly painted nails, she shares her story. Quote,
"Roughly painted nails? Why the fuck
because
did you have to add that?
It's Afghanistan. Everything there is rough, okay?
Why'd they have to add roughly painted nails?
It's Afghanistan.
Who cares?
There's sand everywhere, and it chips the paint off your nails." I don't know. Quote, "It felt like there was cold water in my nose. I opened my eyes, and I couldn't even see because of all the blood. It was an act of Taliban justice for the crime going outside."
Oh God.
"Not covered up." No. "For the crime of shaming her husband's family." The story begins when she was 8. Her father had promised her hand in marriage, along with that of her baby sisters, to another family in practice called BAAD. B-A-A-D. Bad to the bone.
Okay.
BAAD in Pashtuwali, the law of the Pashtuns is a way to settle a dispute between rival families. Oh, it's like the Hetfields and the McCoys. Hit it, hit
it,
hit it. Okay. All right, well, here. I'll give you my daughter, hit her, and you give me yours. And then we'll fuck them, we'll give them back, and you can raise my son, and I'll raise yours, hit her.
Yeah.
I am amazed that we've evolved to where we are now from where we were then. I mean, not obviously not all of us have evolved, but, you know.
Yeah.
We're trying.
Hardly.
Hardly.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely, I agree. Hardly. At 16, she was handed over to her husband's father and 10 brothers. I smell a gangbang.
That would suck. You're like, I know. Okay, I'm supposed to be here.
Hey.
But I really don't want to be.
How's your sweet 16 birthday going? You see, here.
I lost my virginity to about 10 dudes.
And their dad.
Right.
And his brother.
Right.
And their kids.
The rest of the village. Thank you.
And the whole village. It's called bad.
It's really bad.
It's so bad. Oh my god, are you kidding me? That was horrible. Oh fuck, dude. Could you imagine? You're 16. Where's my car? Oh wait, I'm going where? To do what? Fuck, I'm out of here.
And America, that's why she got her face cut off.
You know what? I take back everything I said bad about America. Not looking too bad now, is it, honey?
not so bad.
She claims they were all members of the Taliban in Oruzgan province. Aisha didn't even meet her husband because he was off fighting in Pakistan. Quote, I spent 2 years with them and became a prisoner, she says. Tortured and abused, she couldn't take it any longer and decided to run away.
Oops. Okay.
Mistake numero uno, compadre.
What, you run away?
Well, yeah, but there you would know maybe not to. Because what if you run away, it's probably going to be worse than what you're going to deal with there. And where are you going? It's right. A fucking desert that surrounds every little fucking shithole village in that whole godforsaken place. Where are you going? You're going to wander the desert for 40 fucking years. Look how well that turned out. Hey, did you guys find the promised land yet? No, but we found New York. Okay.
Okay.
Fucking Jew. Cool. How's that working out for you? Good? We own Hollywood. Okay, ooh. Well, you can have Hollywood because that's a dump too. Fuck. The women, they... She ran away. Two female neighbors promised to help her, took her to the Kandahar province. But this was just another act of deception. When they arrived to Kandahar, her female companions tried to sell her to another man.
Ooh.
All three women were stopped by the police and imprisoned because obviously you can't be a woman by yourself roaming the streets there because, you know, that's how evolved we are. All of them were thrown in jail. Aisha was locked up because she was a runaway. And although running away is not a crime in places throughout Afghanistan, it is treated as one if you are, of course, the female. A 3-year sentence was reduced to 5 months when President Hamid Karzai pardoned Aisha. What is wrong with your names? But eventually her father-in-law found her and took her back home. That was the first time she met her husband.
Wow.
Maybe not a welcoming reunion like you were hoping.
Yeah.
He came home from Pakistan to take her to Taliban court for dishonoring his family and bringing them great amounts of shame.
Because she ran away.
Because you and your 10 brohas were going to gangbang that little tight virgin ass.
They were torturing her and shit, dude.
I know it. That's so fucked up, dude. The court ruled that her nose and ears must be cut off, an act
so
carried out
up.
By her husband in the mountains of Oruzgan, where they left her to die.
You're not going to die from getting your nose and ears cut
if
off.
If you're left in the middle of the fucking desert, and let me tell you something, yeah. They probably were not very sterile about it, you know.
Yeah, no.
But she did survive with the help of an American provincial reconstruction team in Oruzagan and the organization Women for Afghan Women, or WAW, not to be confused with WOW, which you know what that means. She is finally getting the help and protection she needs. Offers have been pouring in to help Aisha, but there are many more women suffering in silence. Yeah, that's just how it goes, though, isn't it? That's what your religion says to do. Who are we and our crazy religion to say otherwise? That's what you wanted. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
You have fun with covering up your women. I mean, granted, I've seen some of them, and maybe they should be covered
up. Maybe
that's
why they're all covered up, is because they're cutting pieces of their faces off and shit.
Yeah, they're like, really? It's not her eyes are the only part that I actually left her.
Right.
But, and honestly, there's some women here I'd like to cover up, you know?
Absolutely. You ever take a look at that, what is that, People of Walmart?
People of Walmart! I'd like to cover up that whole fucking place. All of them. Jesus, dude. All right. Well, that sucks for everyone that lives in that fucking area, but, you know, you've been... That's what you're fighting over. You guys have been fighting since the beginning of time for this strip of desolate, barren wasteland. Cool! We're exiling people there, and you guys are fighting over it. Bravo!
Woo!
All right. A woman in Greenwich, this is kind of interesting, she lost the use of her legs in a subway accident.
Okay.
She plunged to her death Thursday after cops said she somehow vaulted herself off an 8th floor balcony.
Okay.
Okay, so she's paralyzed, right?
Right.
And I always said that, right? If I was paralyzed, I would roll my wheelchair off of the Grand fucking Canyon or something like that.
Right.
She did it.
She
managed
found a way.
To...
She's like, fuck this! My legs!
I have no legs.
I have no legs.
Patty Gregory was still breathing when firefighters pulled her from the 2nd floor terrace at her building on LaGuardia Place there, but the 50-year-old mom died a short time later at the hospital. Quote, this was no accident, the cops said. She was on the balcony up on the 8th floor and got herself over. A close friend said he and the woman's heartbroken husband, author Danny Gregory, neither here nor there because, you know, he hasn't written a book in 15 years.
Right.
We're not ready to call her death a suicide. I don't know, quote, I don't know how she could get over the railing. She's handicapped. See? More
so,
of this.
But you know what?
They're just like you and me.
Her body strength is probably killer.
Probably.
Okay. I mean, she at that point, when you're at your wit's end because you're so depressed that your fucking legs don't work anymore and you can't do shit, I bet
you should
gonna fucking find the strength in your damn upper body to throw yourself over a fucking balcony.
Or you don't even need to go over it. Fall on the ground and slide under it.
Right.
Problem solved. I'm a fucking detective. But I don't know. And this is, have you ever watched the Special Olympics, Patrick Doran? Okay. Don't ever say she can't because she's handicapped. Okay. Don't ever say that. Yes, she can. And she did.
She did.
Oh, because she didn't like you because you were a dick.
Jesus Christ.
Gregory's spinal cord was severed in 02 when she fell on the subway tracks as the train barreled into the station. And yeah, so she put an end to that.
Yeah, a lot of people that become handicapped or you know, lose legs or whatever, most of them, yeah, they don't really try and like do anything about it. But there's some people though, like in the Special Olympics and shit, like they actually do really well, which I don't understand. Like, what's the guy who's on the billboard over there? It's
Johnny
like,
Knoxville. Oh
no,
I was thinking that movie, The Ringer.
Right.
He got his ass beat by retards. I mean, fuck, dude.
Anyway, fucking no. There's a dude who like lost his leg and he still runs in the Olympics or whatever. Runs track and shit.
Oh yeah, and I do that billboard that here. Yeah, that's like lost leg,
but
not heart,
or
and he's got. That's kind of cheating, though, because instead
those
of
those are really expensive, too, though. You got to think. You got to be endorsed by a lot of different people
for
to
sure.
get that. And so I think that is one of the reasons why a lot of people that lose arms or legs or use of something, they get depressed about it because they can't they can't afford to get anything to
they
do
don't
about
have
it.
Olympic sponsors already.
So I really think, dude, they need to make shit like that, like prosthetics, and, you know, very good prosthetics, not just like a fucking wooden peg to glue on your nub. You know, yeah, no, they need to make shit like that more readily available for people, because that way they would be able to live a better quality of life.
Oh, absolutely.
They would be able to live their life the way they wanted to.
Hey, I heard Obama's in the middle of fixing our health care. Maybe you could tell him and he can add that in.
Yeah, maybe you could talk to the collection agencies that are calling me every day.
Yeah, right. You mean the ones that are leaving mail in our mailbox?
Yeah. No, oh, but like, fuck. But then again, though, if you think about it, this lady, she lost the feeling in her legs in 2002.
Yeah, bitch.
She didn't lose her legs.
You greedy bitch.
No.
She still has legs, though.
Yes, but the thing is what can you do with a pair of lifeless legs?
You can give them.
With a prosthetic.
You could give them to someone that has no legs.
You could do something with a prosthetic. Oh. You can't do anything with a pair of lifeless legs.
Well, and aren't we almost to the point where we can fix the neural network pathways that are severed when something like that happens? Like, we're getting really close to being able to regenerate some shit like that. We're getting really close.
To reanimate dead cells?
Yeah, that we can already do. That's no problem. I'm talking about you lose your arm, like your arm doesn't move anymore because the signal that your brain is sending to the muscle fibers it's interrupted somewhere.
Right.
We're getting really super close to being able to either regrow that signal pathway
or reroute it.
To fix it and reroute it a different way. Yeah, there's a lot of different things that are trying. It's getting crazy, and we'll see it in our lifetime, I'm sure.
But the thing is, though, is for her, I mean, maybe
the planet says ring it up on the federal tab, no big
for her. I mean, you gotta think that you know, if she would have just had nubs instead of the lifeless legs, that
no
she would have had
wrote a song about her. Fuck it,
that she would have been able to get prosthesis rather than be depressed in a wheelchair all the time,
right?
You know,
but like, and it also depends what she was
like
doing
Lieutenant
before
Diane.
That like Lieutenant Dan. I keep thinking of her as that peg leg dude from Family Guy that works in the bar three
all
pegs.
See, now, I don't know. If I lost all the feeling in my legs, I think after a while, and I've realized that I can't get it to go back, I'm not getting any feeling, will you please just cut them off so I can get prosthetics?
Burger says stem cells. We need more dead babies. I fully agree.
Yeah, dude, we should do that.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
Hey, get on that word.
Yes.
All right, moving on here. This is kind of interesting here. A man who was going to kill himself
didn't.
Instead, he fell foul of some criminals who robbed him of his belongings under the bridge from which he was just going to jump. Huh. Like, you could have just waited. He wasn't going to bring it with him, obviously.
Right?
I mean, come on.
So he didn't kill himself? He was like, oh, shit, I just got robbed?
I'm not sure. The 43-year-old from Ryland's estate sustained serious burns when he set himself on fire shortly after two people robbed him on Thursday. While on his way to the top of this bridge, two men allegedly robbed him of the tog bag. I don't know. What's a T-O-G? Tog bag?
They probably meant to say tote. Where's the T and the G on the keyboard?
It's just a T-O-G. I don't know. I'm not even going to try and figure that out. Yeah, in which
G's
it was
right underneath the T, dude.
Okay,
it's
duffel bag. Thank you, Laverne DeVries, crime writer for this horrible paper. He had some extra clothes in. Seemingly unfazed by the robbery, the man continued to mount the bridge. Like this.
Disgusting pig.
Oh, right. Excuse my face. Two police officers arrived in time to see him on the edge, smoking a cigarette and sipping from a plastic bottle. What are you drinking there? Sipping on slurp. He first told the cops to keep their distance, then called one of them over to report the robbery. The cop caught a whiff of petrol, gasoline, and realized this was what the man had been sipping on.
Ew.
Now,
ew.
I have a problem with this, first of all. How can you just nonchalantly sit there and sip gasoline? Like,
that's
just
disgusting.
Straight up chilling.
Why is he drinking it, though?
I don't know. Internal combustion?
I don't think that works. There's no oxygen in there. I don't think that can set on fire.
That's probably a good point. True. But I just don't get how you sipping it. You know? I don't know, man. That is so foul. If you've ever, like you were telling me earlier, if you've ever siphoned gas before, it is the nastiest thing you will ever have in your mouth.
It's disgusting. So
besides uncircumcised cock and gasoline.
No, I think there's something worse.
What's that?
I've done it, and it's horrible. It was totally
my
on
asshole?
Accident. No, oh. We didn't have, just like here, you know how we brush our teeth in the kitchen?
Right.
Because I don't know why, but
I do it because the sink's big, and I make water all over the place
Dad,
in there.
We're
I can't.
Missing a knob on our
and
bathroom sink.
Because we're missing the cold knob, so all you can turn on is the hot water, which is good for about a minute,
right.
And then it gets like
200
degrees and burns you. Yeah.
So at my parents' house in Florida... In our bathroom, the medicine cabinet was no longer there because it got fucked up. So there wasn't a mirror. There wasn't anywhere to put toothpaste or anything.
Right.
So we brushed our teeth in the kitchen. And in the kitchen...
That's why you were so used to it.
Yeah,
it
was a big thing for
You're
me.
Like, hey, cool, I'm already in here.
Whatever. But there's a medicine cabinet right next to the kitchen sink, right? And there's, you know, my toothpaste and stuff was on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
Well, you know how I have eczema on my hands and my feet?
Yeah.
My dad has it 30 times worse than
I do. It's like getting jerked off by a crocodile. It's weird.
All right. No. So my dad has it 30 times worse than I do. It gets prescribed, you know, different kinds of lotions and creams to put on that.
Right.
Well, he left one of his lotions and or creams where my toothpaste goes.
Oh, come on, man.
And I fucking put it right on the toothbrush. And, dude, I put it in my mouth and, like, moved it for a minute. And
You didn't smell it on the way to your... Oh, that's foul.
I hurled, like, eight times.
This isn't minty fresh.
It was so disgusting. I had to brush my teeth, like... Fucking four times. Dude, it was so horrible. I think about it and I want to vomit right now.
Yeah, that was gross.
Like, oh God, it's so sick. Elidel is what it was.
Ugh.
Elidel, dude. I used to get prescribed that shit all the time, too.
That's
it really
awful.
Works. It's like
awful,
expensive
awful.
As fuck and does not taste good. So
That's so
is
gross.
Much worse than gasoline, I think.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, probably.
It's horrible.
And actually, yeah, a while ago... There's this big salt tank, and the head was broken on the water softener, so it would fill up, but it would overflow.
Uh-huh.
So I'd always have to empty all the water before I put the salt in, right? So I'm siphoning this out, and the tube, like, you can't see through it, and I got all that, and it was from, like,
ugh.
The grime. And if you guys have a water softener, go in the salt tank and take a sniff in the brine lid where the little float is. All in my mouth, dude. It was it was so disgusting. So disgusting. But see, I think it was worse for you because you're expecting minty toothbrush paste.
Yeah.
And then it's like totally not. Like,
yeah.
I was expecting, okay, if I do get this in my mouth, it's going to be gross. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, there it is. Blah. You know,
yeah,
but
no,
you were
dude, like
totally,
I was not expecting
that's
nasty
foul,
foot
man. That is
thing.
Foul. So, yeah, the cop, he got close, realized he's drinking gas. He then set himself on fire. The cops doused the flames. He freed himself and threatened to jump. So the cops called the negotiators. After talking to him, the man agreed to not kill himself on a condition that the cops arrest the guys who allegedly robbed him. Like, well, if I'm not going to kill myself, I'm going to need... that bag because all of my belongings are in that bag. So
that's
and
fucking
really
retarded.
Like, go ahead. I don't see why everyone is so up in arms and is like,
don't
please
kill yourself.
Don't we have to save you? No, we don't. If you really want to, go right ahead.
And then
you're drinking gasoline, nigga. What the fuck good are you to any of us unless I run out of gasoline, a nigga?
And then guess what, though? After he tries to commit suicide and fails, you know that they're going to force him to go into some kind of fucking program because they're like,
oh,
you need help. You need to discover Jesus. Let the Lord into your heart.
And then they do because, you know, if they're like, if you let the Lord into your heart, we'll give you a place to live and a job. Really? Amen. Praise the Lord. He does work in mysterious
God
ways.
God changed my life.
Like blackmailing me for a job and a place to live. Cool.
I don't know, but that's ridiculous. If someone wants to die,
go right ahead. I know it. I know
die.
It. We are running out of room. Actually, we're full right now. If you've noticed the line to get in to planet Earth, yeah, we're full. So
yeah, we're a little backed
up. If you could hurry it up and move it along, please, we would really appreciate that. So
nice.
The cops. Oh, go ahead.
I said, yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. The cops then arrested the 43-year-old man and his 26-year-old accomplice.
Arrested him. Why'd you arrest him?
No, the people that robbed him.
Oh, okay.
They then arrested the 43-year-old and the 26-year-old that robbed him. The man pointed them out to the cops. There he is, like, you know, they're the ones that robbed me. And the man was treated for burns and probably drinking gasoline. And,
yeah, that could probably poison you and hurt you.
Yeah, probably.
That's
all
not
right.
Good.
We have a what would Jam Hole do? Question 32, cat feces or death? This is the last what would Jam Hole do? Just want to let
while.
You guys
maybe
know.
Maybe we should ask him to do it in seasons. Like, you know, this is your first season of how many questions? What's the
yeah, word? You know, he started doing this just on his own and I wasn't pushing him or anything. I wasn't like every episode like, hey, I need the question today. Like he
no,
would
he just
send
totally
them to
volunteered
me.
And
he was right
happened.
On time every time. I could not have asked for a better bit for someone that wasn't me or you to make.
Right.
Like, he was on time. He was really good. Dr. Brendanos, huge thanks to him for doing it. He basically just wrote and he was like, I'm running out of ideas.
Right.
And he wanted me to post it on the forums at thejamhole.com/forums. You guys can see all of the questions here. What would Jamhole do? And he wanted someone else to do it. And I was like, I can ask. But it's not going to be the same.
It's
you
not
know,
the
you
same
had.
Feel.
Yeah, Dr. Brendanos had a special style with him, and he had a certain way he did it. And I would rather end it than have someone else try to fill it, you know?
Right, right.
So this will be the last one. And of course, if you guys ever have stuff like this that you want to ask us, you can always leave messages or email info@thejamhole.com. But this was just a running bit. He lasted 32 episodes, which I'm very impressed. And
hell
they
yeah,
were all
dude.
Really amusing. We enjoyed answering him, having a good time with him. So,
yeah.
Question 32. Rubbing your face in cat dung every morning from now on for as long as you can keep it up will make you super sexy, practically irresistible to the opposite sex, and extremely admirable to your same-sex peers, your plutonic bros, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
People will fall over themselves to please you, recruit you, pay you, and even love you. But be in no doubt, though, you will know the way you really are, and you will be fully aware of the cat poo and the associated discomforts of the cat feces smear. It will be moderately, but undeniably, uncomfortable for yourself. Go a single day without your simple morning treatment, or wash it off before bedtime, and the spell stops working permanently. This thing will require some dedication, and at least one cat. There is an alternative.
Okay.
You can find and kill a cat every week for the same effect. You get 2 weeks for killing a kitten.
What
would Jamhole do, Dr. Brendanos?
Read the killing cat thing again?
You can kill a cat every week and get the same effect. If you kill a cat, you have the effect for a whole week, as this is doing every day.
Right.
If you kill a kitten, 2 weeks. I gotta say, I'm gonna get a job at the Humane Society and start killing cats.
No.
Sorry, dude.
That's mean.
What would you do?
Why
you're
going to
smear shit on your face?
I would just be ugly and be happy with it. Fuck it.
You mean you would just be ugly and hope that I was happy with it?
I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm not going to smear poop on my face or
that's
kill
right,
kitties.
Honey. I'll kill cats for both of
no,
us.
No, you will not kill. You will smear poop on
hey,
your face.
Hey, maybe I can get the cowboy guy to kill him for us. He likes shooting him, right?
Right.
You creepy fuck. Stop shooting cats with BB guns, even if it's your neighbors, you weird fuck.
Dude, why would you want to kill
I could
kill
see
kitties?
A dog, because every time I get home from work or leave for work in the morning, your fucking dog barks. But cats are just chilling.
Hack Planet wants to know, he goes, what if I do it in front of a bunch of preschoolers? Is that like 4 weeks?
What if you just kill the preschoolers? Is that like a year?
Oh, dude, that's like 10 years.
I'll do a year at a time. I don't give a fuck. All right.
See, now if I had to go in and like strangle babies, you're
going.
I would do that.
You're going neither.
Yeah,
no,
I'm going neither, dude.
Just okay. I'll kill some cats.
I'm already pretty. I'm okay.
You kill 4 kittens and you're good for the month.
I don't care, dude.
You could kill them at once, too.
No!
Just throw them in a bag.
Stop talking about it, or I'm going to cry, and I'm not going to go with you tomorrow to that place.
All right. Well, like I said earlier, if any hot chicks want... All right. So, Burger sent in a couple of stories, quick stories I wanted to go through from his hometown, good old Kalamazoo, Michigan. No, hometown of Stereo Radiation as well. Another good podcast. I'm really, really glad that they started their show again. I was bummed about that, man. I enjoyed their work.
Have they explained what had happened?
Pardon?
Have they explained what happened yet?
The people that need to know, I think. I'm not going to put it out on our airwaves.
Okay.
If he doesn't, I mean, if he wants people to know, it's not my business. It's not my thing.
Okay.
I ain't blowing up nobody's spot. That's
all. They said something to us or on their last show that, you know, everything would be explained later.
Yeah. Well, if he wants to, he can. It's not my business. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I know who to fuck with and who not to fuck with. For instance, people that have day jobs that work at McDonald's. Maybe I'm going to fuck with you. If your day job is being a lawyer, maybe not so much. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
All right. So, Burger sent this in. He says, you think your town is shitty? Check this shit out. First story. 2 days, Kalamazoo, Michigan, stockpiles of meth-making poisons have been found laying around in Comstock. First, along Willett Avenue near a vacant field. Then, on Thursday, remnants of a meth cook turned up on Celery Street. Chandler family is all smiles now, but on Friday morning, they had a much more serious tone. It started Thursday night when Stephen Chandler saw a suspicious man walking near his home carrying boxes. Quote, I heard a thud, like somebody is throwing something in our garbage can. So I looked out the window, and the guy is walking down the road. He no longer has the boxes in his hands. Friday morning, his sisters found what the man left behind.
Okay.
Quote, we're going to the bus stop, and I had to throw boxes away myself, and we seen this large box with spray paints and all that stuff, said Cora Chandler. And then Cora, she wanted to open it, but my dad screamed out the window to leave it alone. And it's a good thing he stopped them when he did. Quote, I went out there, I looked at it, and oh, it smelled something of ether or paint.
Uh-huh.
Only one thing, if it smells like ether and paint, and it's neither ether nor paint. Oh, meth. Oh, man. Methy, methy, methy. No good. So yeah, they found a bunch of, he started opening it a little bit, and I'm like, hey, this isn't right. He reported it right away. The hazmat team from the Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Office was called out, and they found numerous meth-making components, including several dangerous chemicals. Quote, it worries me, and I mean, my God, these guys could have ripped it open just to see what it was. You know, it really bugs you when it gets this close to home. Really? Does it bug you when you have to drive on the highway going to your house twice a day and you see the sign that is all like, don't do meth because you'll lose your virginity in a bathroom, or don't do meth because you'll steal money from your parents?
My favorite is on the way to town. There's one on the right-hand side that says, planning an underage drinking party? We'll be there.
Yeah.
It's the cops.
We're the cops.
Yeah.
Really?
So stupid.
In Montana? I doubt it.
Actually, dude, check this out. For my 21st birthday, mm-hmm. I didn't tell anyone that I was... Dude, I don't have any friends, right? Up here?
Right, absolutely.
Thanks for...
Just me.
It really sucks. You agree with
me. And Ashley.
Anyway, so I didn't have anybody that I was hanging out with or anything when I was turning 21. You know, my parents were going to take me out to the bar, and that was it. We were just going to go bar hopping when I turned 21.
Right.
Not a big deal.
As all 21-year-olds tend to do, except for me. Right.
Well, on the morning of my 21st birthday, a fucking sheriff drove all the way up to our house.
Out there? Same
out
house?
Out there, yes.
Really? That's a long way out of town.
Yeah. And asked us, hey, we heard that you were planning an underage drinking party.
Fuck yeah, nigga.
And my dad is pissed.
Oh, I
the
bet.
Simple fact that some cop drove up to our house
Like, who the fuck's blowing up our spot?
Ask if we're having an underage drinking party. And I walked up behind my dad, and my dad's as I walked
handing
out, my dad was
gun.
Like, no, my dad was like, you know, if we were going to do that, we won't now.
And he's I know, right?
He's like, well, what's that supposed to be? Were you going to do it? And he's like, no, we weren't going to have an underage drinking party. He's like, my daughter turns 21 today. It's her fucking birthday. We're going to take her out and go bar hopping in town. Yeah, we have a son who's underage, and he will be staying home. And they drove back later that night to
did
check
you seriously?
On him.
Yeah, because
my brother answered the fucking door.
Was he all like, sup, sexy?
No, he was can I help you? And they're like, yeah, we were just making sure there's no underage drinking going on.
We're just making sure you're here alone while your family's out having fun.
Right, and
dick.
They're like, I was just like, holy shit. It's like, I didn't even tell you when I was turning 21. I mean, maybe my brother might
no
have told
MySpace,
somebody.
No Facebook shit?
No.
'Cause that's usually how that shit spreads is on the social networks.
Nope, and at
that's
that
crazy.
Point in time, nobody up here knew me.
That's
so
really weird, dude. Like,
I think it
how
was because my brother is in high school
and he
talked
went around
about
and
him, going, oh, my
right.
sister's turning 21.
And in these high schools, there are undercover
yeah.
cops roaming around that you might think it's your friend or something, and it's
yeah.
not. So watch
so,
out.
So, yeah, I think that's what happened there. But I couldn't believe that someone drove all the way up.
That's
our
a long
house.
Way out of town. Like, you guys must have been bored.
They were in a fucking 4Runner, though.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know.
The Expedition or something.
Yeah, an Expedition. Yeah, that's yeah. what it was. It was a nice truck, but
Charlie Clown says, billboards don't lie. Talking about the meth billboard
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That is true. If you do meth, you will lose your virginity in a disgusting bathroom.
Hey.
Did you lose your virginity in a disgusting bathroom?
No, you said doo-doo.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. I almost missed that. All right, and yeah, the last story here for tonight that Berger sent in is locally Port Kalamazoo, and this kind of reminds me of when you drive by, what's that called? You take Cemetery Road to Airport Road, and you drive down Airport Road, and in the summertime, it stinks! When I was younger,
oh,
there's baseball
plant?
Fields there, and we used to have to play at that field every now and then for Babe Ruth, and it fucking stunk so bad. It is so foul where the treatment plant is. It's so disgusting.
You know, I worked at one of those.
Yes, I know. It's
you know,
foul.
That's why I have eczema.
Yes, thank you. So apparently the whole smell, or excuse me, the whole town of Kalamazoo smells like this. And it's not the first time. It's saying here that the smell is back on the east side of Kalamazoo.
Sorry, you want to know something weird about those places, though?
What's that?
You know how when you're driving by it and you're, like, you know, a good, like, mile or so away from it, you can smell it really bad. And, like, it's really, really fucking foul and it's coming in your car and it's, like, making your eyes tear up and shit.
Oh, in the summertime, really, though. In the wintertime, it's tolerable.
Right,
but
in the summertime, it's baking
it's
you,
wicked,
right? It's really
dude,
bad.
It is
but
so...
But the funny thing is, if you go there and you stand next to one of the tanks...
Can't smell anything?
Can't smell a damn thing.
It's because it's all wafting towards us. It's because we're
no,
smelling
I'm
it
serious.
All.
No, I'm serious. It's so weird. Like, I worked at a shit plant in Florida under my dad's crew, and, like, there's these big silos of shit, and if you fucking walk up on the ladder and shit and go up to the fucking top of the tank where there is gallons upon gallons upon gallons of shit and
poop,
piss water, yes.
Nice.
You can't smell it.
Hack Planet says it's carried instantly away from the plant itself, which I could see that because, I mean, the smell, but I don't, you would almost think that it's as the smell is being carried away, the molecules or whatever, getting down to, you know, the microscopic level, new molecules are coming up to replace it as long as there is poo-poo in the potty, to paraphrase
right.
Look Who's Talking. Right.
I don't know. It was just weird for me because I worked there for a long time and, like, I would come home and I wouldn't even smell. I wouldn't smell. My dad never smelled either.
Really?
It was like, you know, we'd smell like sweat.
Not like that dude in that movie we watched. Fuck. I knew I shouldn't even started this. But he
had.
Yeah, he had to keep scrubbing off something island. Long Island or Rhode Island?
In New York, Staten Island.
Staten Island.
Boom.
Thank
it.
You. That was the movie.
Yes.
Good movie, by the way.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
movie.
That.
I liked it too.
Funny.
But no, yeah, like Yeah, he was doing septic tanks, so he was actually pumping shit.
Right.
But I worked in a shit treatment plant, so I didn't really have to deal with it too much, so I never really got to, like, smell.
So this is the second time this has happened. The city thought the problem had gone away, but it now appears the smell had just gone into hiding. The smell isn't so bad that people have to cover their noses when they drive through the area, but the reek is making a return visit. It's something many Kalamazoo residents are familiar with. When the news channel talked with some of them, they were saying... it's a mix between rotten eggs, maybe a sewer system. One of them said it's like 15-day-old garbage.
Ew.
How do you know what 15-day-old garbage smells like?
They're just exaggerating a smell, you know.
That's just a weird thing to compare it to, though. Like, it smells like 23-day-old garbage and my dead cat that was buried under it because I'm a hoarder. That's what it smells like. But to
they're
me,
they're just
you
exaggerating
know. Yeah, no, I
smell.
Get it. Okay. That's just a weird thing to associate with, you know. Like,
well,
how do you know what that smells
like? I mean, why... Why just say it smells like shit?
When people are like, oh, that tastes like shit. See, oh, how do you know what shit tastes like?
Right, yeah. But think about this way, dude. Like, when you say, oh, it smells like shit, that's just kind of like normal. You know,
I know what
like,
shit
you know,
smells
whatever.
Like because I poop every couple of days.
And this obviously smells so horrendously worse
I don't
that
know.
They want to make that apparent to you.
But I
you
know.
You understand. This smells like 15-day-old fucking garbage.
I don't know what
shit.
That smells like, though. I know what shit smells like because I poop. I take my garbage out before it gets to this point, so I don't know what that
right.
smells like.
I'm so
just
you
saying.
Can't imagine that smell. That's how fucking bad it is.
That's how bad your is. That's weird. The smell hung around parts of Kalamazoo's east side for months, and in 2009, the city spent thousands of dollars to bag up air samples for analysis.
Bag
money
up
well
air
spent.
Samples?
Money well spent. That, I know. Like, hey, check this out. I'm going to throw them off.
I see him with like a grocery bag.
I just farted. I just farted in this one. Don't tell him. That'll be funny.
Where did you take this air sample? It's
right,
horrible.
This one's horrible. eventually, so they bagged him up. Analysis. The analysis found the odor was coming from some sort of sulfide, which generally has that wicked smell. The sulfur
right,
springs,
right.
A hot spring smell like
eggs.
That. There's a wicked muriatic acid smells like that. Yeah. There's a lot of things. Patina smells like that. The stuff they use in bronze foundries. That shit is wicked
kay.
Bad. All that rotten egg kind of smell. The poopy.
Poopy.
It's poopy. The source of the aroma has not been found. Eventually the smell went away, but no one knew why. Now, however, it's coming back. The guy's getting complaints and stuff. And this is what I don't understand here. So... three complaints in nothing compared to the hundreds that came in back in 2009, right? So they've gotten a few so far now. The smell is back. A rarely used pipeline that might have been the culprit was flushed recently, so that's not the problem, they think.
Okay.
The city of Kalamazoo is working with nearby Graphic Packaging to see if the source could be industrial. Quote. This is why I don't understand.
Okay.
Blah. Last time we worked with them, it seemed to help. That's what we're going to do again. So you worked with Graphic Packaging last time, and the smell went away. So then you left them alone, and now the smell's back. So you're like, we're going to go check these guys out again. Like, that, I don't know. That, it just seems weird that you're going to go back to this, and I don't know. It's weird that your town stinks like shit. is what that comes down to, basically.
Oh, God.
All right. Got a couple idiot sightings here.
I do like these.
This was forwarded to you by a friend of yours.
Facebook friend.
Facebook
yes.
friend. Definitely, if you guys have any funny stuff like this, this is somewhat amusing.
He
I'm sure.
Actually, the funny thing is he's a Christian Facebook friend.
Oh.
And was,
I'm
you know,
sorry.
First came at me. With the whole Christianity thing, and nice. I told him to get off my back.
Hey, don't harness the power of the book to spread the love
right,
of
right,
the
right.
Lord. Okay,
and,
don't
and,
do
you
that.
Know, you know, came at me with the whole Christianity thing. I told him to get off my back and leave me alone. And then a friend requested me. You know, some of them do that. They want to infiltrate. And
one of the chiropractors friend requested me.
Yeah,
I remember.
Right.
I was like,
well, I approved him, and I was like, all right, whatever.
I did.
And
not.
He's never mentioned another thing about it, though. He's been actually totally. Fucking cool.
Just a friend.
Yeah, no, he's been awesome.
Word.
Like, seriously, like the guy you replied to him earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the about being a mom or something.
Yeah, stop that. Stop.
He's a really nice guy, though. It seems like he's a really cool guy. I like him.
That's
so far.
Right. If we have a child, we will eat it. I'm just saying. So, idiot sighting. We've had to have the garage door repaired. The Sears repairman told us that one of our problems was that we did not have a large enough motor on the opener. I thought for a minute and said that we had the largest one Sears made at the time, a half horsepower. He shook his head and said, "Lady, you need a quarter horsepower." I responded that half was larger than a quarter. He said, "No, it's not. Four is larger than two." We haven't used Sears repair since.
Isn't that ridiculous, dude?
Really? Did you not? Did
you suck
were
at
fractions
life.
Not invented when you were in school?
Probably
you fucking
not.
Retard.
Did you even get trained through Sears to install their shit?
Because, yeah, that's pretty amusing.
Oh, you need a bigger one. You have the half. Let me go ahead and let you know you need a quarter.
Let me get the quarter because, you know, four is bigger than two.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right.
In that case, we better go with the 16th.
Right.
Because 16 is way bigger than 4.
Of course.
He comes out with the thing like this big. I'm sorry, that's funny to me. I like math jokes.
I like idiots.
All right, idiot sighting. My daughter and I went through the McDonald's takeout window, and I gave the clerk a $5 bill. Our total was $4.25, so I also handed her a quarter. She said, "You gave me too much money." I said, "Yeah, I know, but this way you can just give me a dollar bill back." She sighed and handed me. She sighed and went to get the manager, who asked me to repeat my request. I did so, and he handed me back the quarter and said, "We're sorry, but we cannot do that kind of thing." The clerk then proceeded to give me back $1.75 in change. Really? Oh, mind-blowing.
Yeah. People at McDonald's, man.
I live in a semi-rural area. We recently had a new neighbor call the local township administrative office to request the removal of the deer crossing sign on our road. The reason? Too many deer are being hit by cars out here. I don't think this is a good place for them to be crossing anymore. Waka waka!
God.
Whenever I see those deer crossing signs when I'm out working and shit, I always try and get out and put a little electric tape dick on them.
What? Really? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You asshole.
Always. Always. Sometimes if you do it right, you can give them little balls, too. It's really cool.
You should
cool.
do it with, like, the pedestrian crosswalk things.
Do you see the one that is up on our site? If you go to the jamhole.com/pics, there's an album in there called Fun with Signs.
Yeah,
and there's one
those.
In there my brother and his friends allegedly did a long time ago. But they
is
actually...
Is it now his Facebook profile
It pic? May be. Yeah. Is it a picture of the pedestrian bending over the other pedestrian?
Yes.
That sign lasted for like 3 days and then it got taken down. It was so funny though, dude. It was so big and they did it so perfect because they made a stencil. Like, they took the sign to the house, spray painted it, brought it back. Like, it looked perfect though. Like, they are artists.
Like, they spray painted over the
they made
already
the stencil
dudes.
Took the sign home, put the stencil over the top and spray painted it so it looked perfect, dude. It's so funny.
Cool.
So funny. Yeah, check out my brother's Facebook if you want to see the picture. It's also on the jamhole.com/pics, I believe. All right, I'll read a couple more here, and we'll save some of these for Monday. But
they're funny shit.
Yeah, they're pretty good. My daughter went to a local Taco Bell and ordered a taco. She asked the person behind the counter for minimal lettuce. He said he was sorry. They only had iceberg lettuce. Waka waka! All right, and the last idiot sighting for tonight here. I was at the airport checking in at the gate when an airport employee asked, "Hey, has anyone put anything in your baggage without your knowledge?" To which I replied, "If it was without my knowledge, how would I know?" He smiled knowingly and nodded. "That's why we asked." This hit had heard happened in Birmingham, Alabama. Hit had heard.
Isn't that great?
That is great. But yeah, we'll go through the rest of these on Monday for sure.
Cool.
So then, I think that's about it for our show tonight.
We need to find a new bit to do every once in a while. This
not really.
Jam hole do. I mean, I'm going to feel like I'm missing something. It's going to be like when we stop doing Fuck My Life.
And I mean, the show
and
constantly
the
is evolving. You know, we'll lose one thing and gain two more, and it's free-flowing, free-form shows like this. Bits come and go. You know,
Yeah.
Like Keith and the Girl. They haven't done Andy Rooney in a while, and they used to do that every week. And it, all shows do that. I haven't heard Stereo Radiation overanalyze a song in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't heard Big Mouth tell a decent joke ever. I mean, come on. Am I right or am I right? All right. Well,
I'm sure we'll find something to abuse this for a few more episodes.
Oh, I'm sure. So. And, yeah, you know, maybe keep checking back thejamhole.com/live. You never know when I might be streaming live from my Ustream broadcaster on the Droid phone. Maybe at the hotel in the hot tub. Who knows?
Hey.
We'll give you guys a little quick tour of the room and everything. But, yeah, there should be Wi-Fi there. And if not, I'll fucking hack some. I don't give a fuck. I'll tether. I'll tether for free. Suck on those nuts. But, yeah, that's the show. I think we're good. So thank you guys, of course, so much for being with us. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com, of course, is where all our shit can be found. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687. We have 4 extra large Jamhole shirts left. I would like you all to buy them, thejamhole.com/store. Also, we have Jamhole church stickers. They make great laptop stickers, as you can... Will you hand me my hack top, please?
Yes, I will.
Just unplug it and hand that to me. I'll show you guys what a triple E PC hack top with... Ubuntu Backtrack 4 and Windows 7 dual boot should look with a Jamhole Church sticker set. Triple E. Fuck.
Those are pretty cool.
This is the greatest. Dude, my routes are taking me a little longer because I'm.
You're stopping everywhere.
I am.
Hack and
I
everything.
I can't help myself. If I see a WEP key, I have to crack it. I cannot help myself. It's a disease.
You were so giddy when I took you out, when we went out to lunch or whatever.
I know.
And you were like, oh my God.
You should have seen it when I cracked the one from in here. The one that we still don't know who owns it, but I can barely reach it from in here. And
you
I
say
got,
you were like holding the fucking
I was up,
the netbook
I was
over
up
there.
In the corner here of the couch holding it, like trying to inject packets. It was so great. And I did it though. I have the key. But yeah, so I drive around with the droid with Wi-Fi analyzer or Gmon monitoring constantly. And every stop, I like
nerd.
Flip it on because I'm a total fucking nerd. Because I'm going to DEF CON, nigga. But yeah, so I'll stop and I'll look and I'll see if there's a WEP. And then I'll see what the power of the antenna is, if I can reach it or not.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll hack it real quick. I can't help it. It's so fun, though. We need to start playing a little scavenger hunt around town. Like, okay, you have 5 minutes to get a WPA-PSK handshake and 4 WEP keys that you cracked. And go. I think that'd be so much fun, right? Around town and shit? I don't know.
Yeah, for
anyway,
you
so, yeah.
And you alone.
No, for me and my brother and fucking Hunter. Alone. Very alone.
Very alone.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe the old guy at Walmart. That's
and
it.
Him. That was funny. That was very amusing. Maybe we'll talk about that Monday. But yeah, thank you guys so much. You guys have been awesome. Thanks for telling people about the show. Keep spreading the word. Thejamhole.com/vote. It's middle, almost the end of the month here coming up. So make sure you give us a vote. Keep us in that top 20 spot for comedy. Definitely make sure you're subscribed in iTunes, whether or not you listen to the podcast or the live version. Definitely be subscribed. Throw us a 5-star rating, write a review if you're so inclined. The more of those we get, the more up in iTunes we go, of course. Make sure you are on thejamhole.com/forums. It's a Ning-based forums. Make sure you have an account. That's where we're going to be giving away the books for keithandthegirl.com/book, the What Do We Do Now books. We're going to have 2 autographed copies, one for a male listener, one for a female. We'll be giving those away. We should be getting them pretty soon. I think this week sometime they should be here.
Yay!
So yeah, check that out. It's going to be a forum-based contest, so make sure you're signed up there, thejamhole.com/forums. Like I said, it's free. And if you already have a Ning account or if you're on any other forums that are Ning-based, your account will work. So you can just log in there. Definitely thejamhole.com/donate if you guys just want to toss us $1 or $2 or $5 or whatever. These server costs are very expensive, and if you enjoy
extremely,
if you enjoy having the fastest download podcast ever,
and
then
I just lost my job
and
I can't support myself.
That's right. Help support her and the show. We appreciate it.
Otherwise, I will have to move back in with my mommy, and there will be no co-host.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But yeah, so we'll talk to you guys Friday, Monday. Today's Friday, right?
Yes.
Right, so that means we'll talk to you guys Monday. Goodbye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jamhole.com.